excited about good things in life,
Amen.
You should be excited about God also.
Amen.
He takes care for you, brother and sister,
Amen.
When you don't think that He takes care. Amen. Do you remember that story about footprints on the sand? Man says, Lord, because he was walking on the Lord on the beach, and suddenly when he noticed when it was a hard time in his life, he saw just two footprints, and he asked Lord, Lord, when you've been that time when it was hard for me, and there was answer, I was holding you in my arms.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be God. Amen. 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 There is one good song, I don't know if we sang, I need you, O Lord, I need you. G. Song says, I need you every hour. Most precious Lord, gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. That's what we need today, brother and sister, His tender voice receiving. Amen.
Coming this evening, Lord.
our heads. Heavenly Father,
hallelujah.
While we sing these songs of Zion, old gospel songs,
yes,
which are really true, you break every fetter, Lord. You are same yesterday, today, and forever, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want to know you in power, O Lord.
Oh, yes.
Even this evening,
hallelujah.
Lord, that you will touch whatever it is need of your people.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, we came with need. Like song says, we need you every hour, O Lord.
Yes.
I need you this evening, O Lord, that you will lead me closer, walk with you, O Lord. Oh Lord, we are just lifting our hands like children to our Father, Lord.
Amen.
We want to ask you that you will come and dwell among your people.
Amen.
Bless your people, Lord. Amen. We want to ask your blessing for our pastor.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless him. Bless your servant who will stay here and bring food for our spiritual man. We commit ourselves into your hands, O Lord. O Lord, clean us, O Lord, with your blood.
Yes, Lord.
That we come boldly in front of the throne of your mercy, O Lord, this evening. O Lord, bless your people, bless those maybe on the journey coming to church, O Lord. Bless those who are here. Bless our children, be with us, O Lord. Whatever we do, we want to ask. May that be for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Maybe we can start with D. There is a song. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. While we sing these choruses, we can do an offering as part of service. Amen.
us, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you have seen our names, O Lord.
Yes.
Because our names have been called. And you have opened our ears, O Lord,
yes,
so that we can hear, O Lord. You have opened our eyes so we can see,
yes,
this day that all the saints of the old age have wished they could see, O Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Heavenly Father. That's why we are rejoicing, O Lord.
Amen.
Now we commit these offerings and tithe into your hands.
Amen.
Bless your people, O Lord.
Yes.
Then we love you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And we show it by our deeds, O Lord.
Amen.
Take our little efforts, O Lord,
yes, Lord,
and multiply it for your glory.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's one good song. There's the land.
Amen.
Amen. There's a land that is fair and sweet, and by faith we can see it afar.
Beautiful show in the sea by and by. Oh, John 17, first 5 verses, we get our thought from here. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father,
Amen.
The hour has come.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Glorify thy Son.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also may glorify thee.
Amen.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh,
Amen.
That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Mm.
And this is life eternal.
Mm.
That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Mm.
I have glorified thee on the earth.
Mm.
I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do.
Oh, yes.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self.
Hallelujah.
With the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Father, what a scripture.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
Just longing, Lord, that you'd minister us into that place. That we can
Amen.
Sing the same thing,
Lord.
Yes. That you may finish the work that thou hast sent us to do. And Father, we've come, Lord, upon this day to humble ourselves before thee, to seek thy face. For Lord, we realize that we need to be in that place.
Amen.
That channel, Lord, with you, that we can achieve what you want us to do.
Yes.
So Father, help us as we meditate upon your word. And as we come, Lord, to put ourselves before you, Father, bless your people upon this day, we ask.
Amen.
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 Let's be seated, saints. Amen. If you read verse 4, we take our thought from there when Jesus said, I glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And I'm sure that's your desire, friend, that as we come to the end of life's journey, as we come, if we don't go by the way of the grave, if, as we believe, we'll go by the way of the first resurrection, the rapture, and we stand before the Lord, the one which we serve and worship, we would desire that to be our testimony as well.
Amen.
That we could say on that day, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. But in order for us to be able to say that by Jesus, because this is the Lord Jesus Christ, he was able to say that. This was his just after the Last Supper. He's about to go to Gethsemane. He's about to be, he's been betrayed already. He's about to be arrested. Next day he's going to be crucified. That was the end of his earthly ministry. This was his last prayer before he goes to Gethsemane, when he's going to go and wrestle and pray. But he's able to stand there with such a confidence to say, I finished the work that thou hast
given me
to
do.
So there must be a reason and a basis now for him to be able to say this. You know, and a certain attitude, a certain approach that he had. And I'm sure that each of us, if we could study this John chapter 17, there'd be certain things which you can see, because Jesus is going to show us inside of here his spiritual priorities.
Mm.
And I thought just maybe as we'd come to the end of a day of fasting, of seeking the face of God, that it's good for us to see, but what was Jesus' spiritual priority? When he came to offer this prayer, he prayed this prayer, he wanted his disciples to hear this prayer. There's so many prayers. He'd get up early in the morning, he'd get out in the mountain, he'd pray by himself, he'd pray in the closet. There's times in Gethsemane, he went to stones, cast away. But this time here, right in the presence, he's just had the Last Supper, he prays this prayer for his disciples to hear, and I really do believe that he wanted this prayer recorded. That's why it's in the scripture.
Right.
And there's certain things inside of this prayer which is really, really vital for us as believers. If you want to come to the same place that he came to be able to say, I've finished the work, I've glorified thy name, that these priorities which he's going to bring up in this kind of a prayer, if we had set our prayer and our spiritual resources down on these same kind of priorities that he had, I would say we can be pretty sure that we're praying in the right direction.
Amen.
That we as a group of believers, as we put our resources, as we put our prayer, as we take our gifts and our abilities and our talents, and we start, you know, channel them in certain directions, if we can make sure that, you know, the different things that we'd set our affections upon, that we're able to filter them through these great priorities that Jesus set in this prayer.
Amen.
And I'm sure we can have a real confidence inside of ourselves that we're heading in the right direction.
Amen.
You know, because he's going to show us that in this prayer. Now, in verse 1, when he starts off, He says, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
Amen.
Now that's a powerful thing to pray. Yeah, and this, if you read the whole of John chapter 17, Jesus never prayed except for in verse 1 for himself. This is the only verse when he prays for himself. The rest of this prayer is not praying for himself. But even when he prays for himself, when he says, glorify thy Son, it's not a selfish prayer.
That's right.
He says, that your Son may glorify thee.
Amen.
My friends, there's nothing wrong in praying to say, Father, glorify thy Son.
Amen.
As long as your motive is that you might then also be able to say, that your Son may glorify
thee. Amen.
And Jesus, he prayed that. And he said, Father, glorify thy Son. You know, let thine glory be manifest inside of your Son. Because, Father, you know my motive, you know my objective. That as you give me the glory, as you reveal yourself and you grant me these spiritual resources, I'm going to use these resources to glorify thy name.
Amen.
And I think that's the very first thing always, that you've got to make sure that our motives and our objectives are right in these things that we seek from the Lord. And then he continues on, and then he comes to verse 4 and he speaks about, you know, how he's finished the work. Verse 5, he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Amen.
There's a power in there's a power in a believer realizing that his life never started here.
Right.
You know, there's a power in realizing that there's a glory that you had with him before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And that you can pray and say, Father, I want to glorify thee so you can take me back to the glory that I had with you before the world.
Amen.
Amen.
He knew who he was.
Amen.
He knew what he was on earth for. He knew what his mission was. He knew what his purpose was. And the one thing that you'll see as you read John 17, I think he speaks of the glory 8 times in this chapter. That's one big focus. But Jesus, when he's looking at the glory, he understands what the glory is given for. He understands that if you want him really to seek the glory, the real manifestation of God, that there's got to be this right purpose in doing it. But he's saying that, Father, glorify thou me with that glory. And friend, you and I, we know the whole purpose, the whole aim and objective of any believer in any calling, in your simple calling as a believer, in your calling in any spiritual office, any spiritual manifestation, is to do what? Is to line yourself up with your theophany.
Amen.
But that which he spoke of you from before the foundations of the world.
Amen.
That which he had in his mind, that name of yours that's written in his book, that you come to that stage that what you are manifesting on earth, that which you yourself are living out, is getting closer and closer, getting finer and finer in line and focus with that which he had, or which he spoke of you before the foundations of the world. And that's how we're saying at the beginning of the year, it's good to look back and see, where were you last year? You know, are you more in tune now than you were a year ago? But is his eternal purpose becoming more and more clear, manifesting itself deeper and deeper inside of your life and your calling now than it was a year ago? Or are you just drifting and going around in the wilderness? These kind of times when you have consecration and prayer, it's a good opportunity to go get yourself back, get yourself focused once again.
Hallelujah.
Your priorities, your spiritual priorities in tune once again.
Amen.
Weigh things up in the balance and see what is of me and what is of him.
Amen.
Is this my will be done, or is this thy will be done?
Amen.
And you see that with the Lord Jesus Christ here.
Amen.
Now you see when Jesus, now he's about to go to Gethsemane, he's about to go to Calvary. One thing I love about this chapter, it really shows that Jesus wasn't trapped into anything. He was an overcomer. He was spiritually equipped. He had the vision. He had the revelation of what he was doing. He's going now to take up his cross. He's going now to die for the sins of the world. But he knows exactly what he's doing.
Amen.
Nothing takes him by surprise. When it's time now to enter into that stage of his ministry, to take up that cross, he knows. Because friends, he's praying. He's going to pray a big prayer inside of this chapter. He's going to be praying for us.
Amen.
He's going to be praying that the same glory that he has may be manifest inside of us. But the good thing about Jesus, he didn't just pray about it. Once he finished praying, he went and he took up his cross.
Amen.
And he was willing to pay the price to make sure that prayer came to pass.
Right.
And I think that's the important thing on the prayers that we've prayed today. the prayers that were put before the Lord tonight, let's not end up just leave them as just prayer. But in order for this to be manifest, in order for this to come to pass, just like Jesus, once we come out of the place of prayer, we're committing ourselves to take up that cross. Because that's the only way that the Father could fully be glorified, was when Jesus went and took up the cross. Because that was the ultimate aim and objective. And it's the same with you and I.
Amen.
Friend, if you want to see a deeper manifestation of His glory in your life, in your calling, in whatever it is inside of your life, it's directly related to you taking up your cross.
Amen. Right.
Taking up your cross and dying daily. And that's how the Father could really be glorified inside of Him. There was no other way. Now, when He gets down to verse 6, He's now speaking about His purpose. What has He done? He says, I have manifested your name to the men which you gave me out of your
world. Amen. Friend,
that is the great mission.
Amen.
Of the
That's right.
Is to manifest His name.
Hallelujah.
What is His name? Is His essence.
Amen.
It's the real essence of His word. It's His life. This word is dying.
Hallelujah.
For genuine manifestation. Amen.
Right.
And we'll see this manifestation at many, many aspects. One part, when He manifested His Father's glory at Cana of Galilee, it says He showed forth His Father's glory when He turned the water into wine. When He was there at the tomb of Lazarus, remember He said it to Martha, He says, did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
Amen.
So that manifestation of God was one aspect of the glory. That was one way that he had showed forth the glory. And another aspect of how He showed forth the glory, He showed forth the Father's glory in His death. That was the greatest manifestation of the manifestation of the name of God.
Amen.
Was when He hung on the cross and He paid the price of redemption for others.
Amen.
And forget, the prophet says eternal life is life lived for others.
That's right.
You know, there was no selfishness. Amen. In Jesus. There was no selfishness.
Hallelujah.
In His prayer. That even when He's seeking the glory, it's not selfish. He's not seeking it for Himself.
Right.
He's saying, wow. Father, glorify Your Son, that Your Son may glorify Thee.
Amen.
And it's a real good prayer for us to pray. So He came and He manifested the Father's name. And one of the most powerful ways He manifested His Father's name was in His life. Was the way that He lived. The people looked at the Pharisees and looked at the Sadducees. They were trying to understand, who really is God? It's like people in this generation that we're living, people in the colleges, the young people, they've got all these different ideas of God from traditional religion and so forth, all the disappointments that people have gone through. This world is dying to see a genuine manifestation of who Jesus Christ is.
Amen. Amen.
In the life of a believer, just even in your everyday life, that somebody will see the manifestation of His name.
Amen.
That somebody will see that, hey, this God, this is the real one. This is the one that you read about in the Bible.
Amen.
And then He can manifest Himself in many, many different ways. But no, Jesus, His life was the manifestation of the name of His Father.
Amen.
He came in His Father's name. That's when they beat Him and they smote Him. And He prayed for His enemies. That was a manifestation of the name of His Father.
Amen.
You know, this was different. This kind of life that He lived was different. The way that He prayed was different. He would pray, Abba, Father. You know, to the Pharisees and Sadducees, they would hold the ears. They couldn't believe somebody could call God Papa like that. You know, but He came, he was so in harmony. He was so filled. He had the fullness of the God in Him. You know, that even His prayer, the life that He lived, He was glorifying His Father.
Amen.
He was manifesting His name. And that's why He says, you know, the Son doeth nothing until He seeth the Father.
Amen.
You know, He did everything. So what is the will of my Father that He would go into?
Amen.
No, my Father works and I work hitherto. And He was glorifying His Father like it. And that's what He does, my friends. That's what we've come here tonight. We've come to seek His face as the children of God, to say,
Amen.
Lord, as we make decisions for this year, as we move on into different things for this year, you know, we want to glorify You.
Amen.
We want to manifest Your name. We want to take our resources. We want to take our gifts. We want to take the things of glory that You've given to us.
Amen.
And we want to channel these things in the right direction so You may be glorified in these things.
Amen.
That we'll get to the end of the journey. Be able to say, Father, I've glorified Thee upon the earth.
Amen.
Now glorify Me with the glory that I had with You.
Amen.
That's the desire of a believer. But we just need the same sort of approach as Jesus. Now, another way that he manifests the name of his Father was in verse 7. Verse 8, it says, "For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me." Our friends, the message of the hour is the manifestation of his glory.
Amen.
Just as much as the manifestation, first, second pool, the healing of the sick, the discernment, when it broke into the realm of the third pool, it was just a deeper manifestation of the same glory.
Amen.
That's when he really revealed the essence of who he was. And friend, if it wasn't for the breaking of the word, the revelation of the word, the message of the hour, you would never know who you are.
Amen.
You would never really know who he is.
Amen.
You could do great things. Amen. You're like the anointed ones at the end time, but without knowing who you are, without knowing your purpose, without being able to move in that channel that is ordained for you to move in. And that's why, friend, that part was really, really important. This is, Father, you know, I've manifest your name. I've done your work. I've given them the word which you gave me to give to them. So one of the big things we need to pray about at times like this is praying for the ministry.
Amen.
Because we want to receive the word that is given to us in this age.
Amen.
And friend, you'll notice that with Jesus here. Jesus knew his disciples were predestined. He knew their beginning. He knew the end. But he didn't just leave it to predestination. He equipped them. He trained them. He did everything he could for them. And then that still wasn't enough. Then he went and he prayed for them.
Amen.
And it really shows, friends, that's exactly what we need to do. Mm. He's predestined Amen. The word to us. Amen. He's predestined a divine mission and a purpose for us. Amen. But it's not enough for us just to lean on our predestination and say, yes, we predestined unto these things. Friends, we need to pray so that these resources that he's given unto us, that his glory comes into these resources in a deeper way. If he's put a gift inside of you, you want to pray that his glory will come and quicken that gift in a greater way. If it's given you a talent and ability, whatever that it is. Friend, you desire glory in these things. We desire when the ministration of the word goes forth, wherever the Lord will send to us this year, that his glory will be made manifest in his word.
Amen.
And Jesus was praying for this. He was saying, Father, you know, I've given them the word. You know, glorify thyself in this. And I think it's a very good thing for us to pray about as well, as we pray tonight. Now, the next verse, verse 9, he says, I pray for them. Who does he pray for? He prays for the church. He prays for his disciples. He prays for the elect. He says, I don't pray for the world. That's a stumbling block to people, friends. Jesus said, I pray for them. I don't pray for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for them or thine.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what we have to pray for.
Amen.
The main thing we desire is to pray for the elect.
Amen.
When we get out there in evangelism, we're seeking for the elect.
Amen.
And we're seeking for them that were given unto him. That's what you're desiring to find. And friend, Jesus, he prayed for that. He says, I pray for them. And you'll see, he's lived his life 3.5 years. He's been with his disciples. He's ministered all the resources they need to continue on his work. For them, in turn, to glorify his name. He's revealed the glory. He's praying, Father, glorify them with that same glory that you've given unto me.
Amen.
He's praying. He knows all these resources have been given. I've empowered them spiritually. I've empowered them with revelation. I've given them my word. But there's one thing he knows that he needs to do to make this effective. He knows he needs to pray for them.
Amen.
That's why he says, Father, I pray for them. And friends, that's why we need to pray.
Right.
We need to pray for each other. You might be, you have such a potential inside of you, but until the glory comes and quickens in that potential, it just stays potential. You might use your natural side of your gift or your ability, but that's never going to glorify his name. That's never going to manifest who he really is. But when his glory comes in.
Amen.
And that's through prayer. That's through really seeking him the way that Jesus said, I pray for them. And he says in verse 10, and all mine are thine and thine are mine.
Hallelujah.
And I am glorified in them.
Amen.
Friend, The potential is in every one of the elect.
Amen.
To glorify Him.
Amen.
You are predestined to glorify Him. That's your predestined. That's your purpose. That's your calling in this life, is to glorify Him.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the whole purpose, that when He sowed His seed, He sowed you into this age. He put you in this place. He put you at such a time like this. Is to do what? Is to glorify Him.
Amen.
So you have the equipment. It's inbuilt inside of you. It's predestined unto you.
Amen.
And then the glory of His glory comes into that predestined seed. And then it starts to activate something.
Mm.
And then as you pray and you start putting your spiritual priorities right, you're willing to take up your cross like He was willing to take up His cross, to deny yourself, you find now there's a deeper and deeper ability to manifest His glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And friend, that's the real overcomer's prayer. You know, that you want to be. You want Him to be glorifying you. And that's why you can pray and say, Father, glorify me with the glory that I have with you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father, glorify your son. Glorify your daughter, that your son or your daughter may glorify you.
Amen.
Because that's our purpose, friends. What is he praying for now? Look in verse 11. He says, now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. What is he praying for? The unity of his disciples. That's a big one we need to pray for tonight. Because his glory can never properly be known where there's disunity. You know, you gotta really, if Jesus prayed for unity among his disciples, how much more should we pray for unity in this place?
Amen.
He says that they may be one as we are. What's he praying for? For invisible union.
Amen.
As the prophet preached. The prophet preached the unity of one God. In one church.
Right.
It doesn't just take care of itself.
That's right.
Without people willing to get down and seek the face of God.
Amen.
Without people being willing to seek His glory, to come down and manifest itself in a deeper way like that. Without a people that once they finish praying, being willing to go and take up their cross, to pay the price, to do whatever needs to be done, to see that result they've been praying for come to pass. Friend, it just stays as potential.
That's right, yes.
It never becomes something that manifests in a deeper way. But we need that, friends. Tonight, as we pray, we need to pray that we may be one.
Amen.
As
Amen.
He and His Father is
Amen.
One.
That's right.
That is the Amen. Spiritual union, the same way they had the spiritual union. When He came down, He stripped Himself and dwelt amongst us. The prophet preaches the message of oneness. It's the same thing. You know, if I'm one with Him and you one with Him, we're going to be one with another.
That's right.
But friends, when there's disunity, it shows that the channel, you know, the motive, the objective, the taking up the cross, something's wrong somewhere. Someone's putting their will ahead of His will.
Amen.
So when I put my will into this picture, I'm disunited with people. But if I can go and say, Father, I'm seeking your glory, that I might be one with my brethren. That will take me deeper in the prayer classes this year. That will take me deeper and further in my consecration with you this year. That I might take up my cross in a more real and a practical way. That I might be willing to pay the price. That I might be willing to take the resources that you've given unto me and use them in a more effective way to achieve this great purpose that you prayed for. That we may be one in this place. That you may be glorified. Friend, I don't think a prayer like that's ever going to be denied.
No.
You're praying perfectly in line with the will of God.
Yeah.
And the Bible says if you ask Him anything according to His will, we know that He gives it to us.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's the confidence we have as believers, the Bible says. That if we're focused like Jesus' priorities in His prayer, we get our priorities as we enter into this year, the same channel, the same focus. Friends, things are going to start moving in a different way.
Amen.
And Jesus says it now in verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Yeah. Those that thou gavest me, I've kept, and none of them is lost, save the son of perdition. Imagine the power that Jesus had, even when he came as a man, when he humbled himself, took on the form of a servant. He had a perfect perfect record in not losing one of them that was given to him.
Amen.
How much more now?
Amen.
How much more now when all power in heaven and earth is given unto him?
Amen.
When he has all authority in heaven and earth, how much more sure and steadfast are you and I as believers?
Amen.
Friends, there's such a power in predestination.
Amen.
There's a power. Predestination has such a power that comes with it. And Jesus knew that power. He says, Father, you've given them unto me. I've lost none of them, and I will lose none of them.
Mm.
These are predestined. But although he knew that, he didn't stop interceding for his disciples there before he died.
Mm.
And then when he went up now to the right hand of the Majesty on high, he entered into the fullness of the ministry of intercession. Showing friends that it's not enough just to rely upon predestination. Not enough just to rely upon gifting and talents and abilities that we've got. Mm. It needs intercession.
Yeah,
it needs prayer to bring the glory into those things. So that he may manifest his name. So that he may reveal himself, which is his desire.
Amen.
And friends, that's why he weighs it always up. Now the prophet preaches token in the morning, which is rest. Then he preaches desperation in the evening.
Mm.
To show, you know, when the kingdom of God is preached, you've got to press into it.
Amen.
When the opportunity comes your way, when you sense the season, when you sense there's a possibility that God can use you in a greater way this year, you know, you get down on your knees.
Amen.
You consecrate yourself. Oh, yes. Press your way in. Push out the world, the flesh, the things that hold you back.
Amen.
Really manifesting his name and glorifying him in a deeper way.
Amen.
But that's our desire, friends. We're ready to glorify. Now, he says in verse 10, all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. That's wonderful to think about.
Amen.
You know, he's looking at his disciples. Imagine, there were dancers like us, and dunderheads, quite a bit. They're arguing about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. They don't understand a lot of things that he's saying. But he doesn't look at them the way that we look at one another.
Mm.
Now, Jesus, even then, he looked and he saw the potential that was inside of his disciples.
Right.
He didn't just dismiss them and say, this bunch will never become anything. Mm. No, they don't understand. He knew the glory is going to come.
Hey,
and when the glory comes down in tabernacles inside of them, that's when they're going to be what they really can.
Amen.
And that's where his eyes were. Remember Samuel, the Lord said to him, I, the Lord, don't look as man looks.
Mm.
Man looks on the outside, but I look on the heart.
Amen.
And Jesus saw the seed inside of men. Friends, we need to see that amongst one another
as
well.
That's right.
Amen.
When someone's coming to maturity, when someone's maybe immature in something, you know, when someone is doing their best, but they're falling short because they haven't yet come to that full stature. You know, they haven't grown fully yet into Elijah's robe. You know, we need to understand, friends, don't look on the outside.
Amen.
But look on the inside.
Amen.
And pray just as much as Jesus prayed for them, because he had faith and confidence through their calling, through their predestination, that they would come to the stage, every one of them, that they would glorify him.
Amen.
And they did. You know, they manifest his name. No, I think that's a real, real powerful thing.
Yes.
It shows the power of predestination as well. You know, what it shows you here is a believer who's in the post of duty.
Mm.
These disciples were in the post of duty. They were there that day, Jesus breaking the bread, Jesus giving out the wine. They didn't understand anything, but they were where they were supposed to be.
Amen.
And friends, there's power in the post of duty.
Amen.
You know, if you are sincere, and you are in the line, post of duty, you're in the line of duty, you're omnipotent as a believer.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what comes.
Hallelujah.
Look at your faults and your failings and the mistakes that you make.
Hallelujah.
Look at the calling that you call to. And you just stay faithful in the post of duty. You just line yourself up with the will of God.
Amen.
No matter the week you had, and you didn't do this, you didn't do that. That's why the blood was shed.
Amen.
That's right. Why the lamb was slain from before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
To cater for that. But friend, there's something inside of you that didn't start with you.
Amen.
There's something inside of you that's not dependent on your conduct or your character.
Right.
There's something inside of you which he put inside of you.
Amen.
And he's going to train you up to bring that conduct,
Amen.
To bring that character, to line up with that calling, to line up with that something eternal inside of you. And the best thing that you and I can do is pray.
Amen.
Is pray and say, Father,
hallelujah,
bring in the glory. quicken me in the inner man.
Right.
Now let the inside man glorify you.
Amen.
And let the outside man fall into come into submission.
Oh, yes.
As you glorify the inside man.
Amen.
That's right.
Is that really what we want, friends? Now, like I said, there's so many resources Jesus gave to them. There's so many resources that he's given to us. He gave to them, first of all, his covenant.
Mm.
Yeah? It was an immutable covenant, an everlasting covenant that he makes with us. Friends, we are the children of the covenant.
Amen.
And he gives you the seal of the covenant, the seal of circumcision, the Holy Ghost, to show that you are a child of the covenant. Mm. That's what he's given you, free of charge. You never had to pay for that. He's given us his word. He's given us the message of the hour. You and I never had to labor for the message of the hour. We never had to go through the things the prophet went through to be prepared and equipped the way that he had to come to the stage that the Lord could give him the fullness of the word the way that he did. To most of us, we weren't even born when the word was given.
Right.
For this age. Imagine what is given to us. He's freely given because we're his elect. We are those that were given unto him of the Father. That's what he's praying here. He's given us these divine resources. Friends, he's given us his glory.
Amen.
He's given us his glory. His Shekinah, the same Shekinah that used to shine between the wings of the cherubim, overshadowing the mercy seat in any genuine believer. That same Shekinah glory is on the mercy seat inside of you.
Amen.
He dwells between the wings of the great cherubim inside of your soul. You know, the outside man may blind you to it once in a while, but you start praying right. You start consecrating yourself and see how that glory starts to shine through.
Amen.
Like Moses, when he spent time of consecration in his presence and came down from the mount, and his face was shining with the glory.
Amen.
And then when he delivered the word, the people knew, hey, we need to listen carefully to what he says because it's not just a man.
Mm.
They could see the glory shining through, backing up the things that were said. But friend, if Moses had to spend that time up there in the mount, he wasn't going to be shining with that glory.
Hallelujah.
Right. And that's why we need to be soaking it in, spending time before him, consecrating ourselves so that we can receive. You know, we don't have to receive more of the glory, but that the glory might manifest itself in a greater way.
Amen.
Just as much as the glory was in him when he went to Mount Transfiguration. And then when he was in prayer, he went to Peter, James, and John to pray, the Bible says. And then the glory cloud came and overshadowed him. And what happened? The glory that was in him started to shine through his mortality.
Amen.
Right through, and his raiment shone dazzling like white as snow, as white as wool. Friend, there's a glory inside of you as a believer.
Amen.
And that glory has been put there for a purpose to glorify his name.
Yes.
To manifest his name to those which he has elected and predestined in this age.
Mm.
And friend, the work, you know that. It doesn't just take care of itself.
No.
You know, we need to really come and pray for these things. And then leave this place and as it leads and directs us to take up our cross, to pay the price, whatever that it is, so that we can go and fulfill that calling, we go forth in that sacred obedience. That obedience when there's a joy in it, when his glory is with you. That's where you want him to be. Verse 11, he says, now I'm no more in the world, but you can keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one.
Amen.
This is another thing that he's given us. He's given us the body. He's given us fellowship. That we may be one. Friend, he's not praying for individuals. He's praying for his church. One entity, he's praying for his church. There's only one church.
That's right.
And you're born into it.
Amen.
You're destined and born into that
That's
church.
Right.
There's no other church. Friend, in all of Jesus' prayer here, there's no room for lone rangers.
That's right. Amen.
There's no room for a person who wants to go and manifest the glory just by themselves. There's nothing like that in the kingdom of God. Just as much as he's given us his word, just as much as he's given us his glory, friends, he's given us one another.
Amen.
We need to pray one for another.
That's right.
And if we could really, really pray one for another, I really believe that God could use that brother and that sister to manifest his glory in your life.
Amen.
God could really reveal to you why God has put certain people around you to be with you at certain times.
Mm.
But friends, it really does need an appreciation. And Jesus appreciated his disciples.
Amen.
He appreciated the body. And he prayed for it. You find that in the New Testament. You go read the book of Acts and so forth. Whenever you find believers, they were fellowshipping.
Mm. Mm.
You find them. Go and find, go and see where Paul is. Paul is finding a place to fellowship.
Mm.
Go and find Peter, he's fellowshipping.
Yeah. Sure.
People are sent out on an evangelistic mission, but as soon as they can, back to Antioch. Back
That's
to
right.
fellowship once again. Friend, the glory is in the body.
Mm.
And when you separate yourself from the body, you separate yourself from so much of the glory.
Mm.
And you wonder why the glory is not shining forth inside of your life the way that it used to. It's because of your relationship, like we said last Sunday. That's the reason many are weak and sickly, and many sleep. Why? Failing to discern the body of the Lord. Failing to draw, to touch the hem of the garment of the body.
Mm.
To draw the glory, to draw the resources that you need to glorify Him. Friends, we so much need to pray for the local body.
Amen.
And that's why it says we need to pray for the unity of the body.
Yeah.
But we need to pray one for another because we need it.
Amen.
You may not realize how much you need somebody, but let somebody not be there for a season.
Sure.
Yeah. And then you see how much you miss that person.
Yeah.
You find that that person is not there. Now, as we come to a close, there was a couple of things that he prayed for as he came near the end of this prayer. He said in verse 14, I've given them thy word.
Amen.
But he knew just giving them the word wasn't enough.
Mm.
So he prays in verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth.
Mm.
Thy word is truth. What is he praying at? What is it sanctifying? Sanctifying is when the word achieves its purpose.
Mm.
And it empowers the life of a believer.
Mm.
That's what the word was sent for. But friends, he prayed for it.
Amen.
And that's what we should be praying for as well. Like us, as much as we pray for the ministry, we want to pray for the word to have an effect.
Amen.
We want the glory to be in the word.
That's
right. And the word goes forth. It'll achieve the purpose to which it was sent. And that means it on both sides. If you don't come to church prayed up, and whoever's ministering comes and they prayed up, and the glory is in the word, it will never benefit you.
Hallelujah.
That's when the true omnipotence is.
Amen.
When you come already overshadowed with his glory.
Oh, yes.
When the glory is shining inside of you by the time you come and sit on the seat.
Amen.
And then the minister comes, the prophet says, you bound to hear from heaven.
Amen.
He says, there's no way you won't hear from
heaven. That's right.
Amen.
You have to. But Jesus prayed for them. He said, I've given them the word. But Father, sanctify them. Let this word achieve its purpose.
Mm.
Let this word empower them and quicken them and cleanse them and deliver them so they may glorify you.
Amen.
Friends, we need to be praying for these things. We really do. That should be our focus in this year as we enter into these things. You know, there's many things we need to be doing. But friend, it all comes down to this foundation. That if our desire is right to glorify his name,
Amen.
We seek him on a daily basis that he might manifest his name in a more real way. We're willing to take up our cross to pay the price in our own individual calling, our own individual ministry for a deeper manifestation of the body.
Amen.
If we're appreciating one another, we're praying for the body. We're praying for the ministry. We're praying for the ministration of the word. Friends, we're heading in the right direction.
Amen.
Yes,
I think most other things are going to take care of themselves.
Amen.
If we could focus ourselves in this way, we would come to pray.
Amen.
Now, in verse 20 now, there's another big one we need to pray. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me.
Amen.
We need to pray for evangelism, friends. Because there's others that are ordained. Like
right.
Jesus says, them which shall believe on me
Amen.
Through their word.
Amen.
But if we don't go with the word, they're not going to believe.
Mm.
That's the thing. Now, Jesus never ever took evangelism for granted.
Mm.
He never ever just said, look, evangelism's going to take care of itself. If they elect, they elect. That's not the way that it works. He prayed, and he didn't only pray. After praying this prayer, he went and he shed his blood for us.
Amen.
He
right.
went and
Amen.
Took up his cross and was willing to pay the price so that the very thing that he was praying about would come to pass.
Amen.
So that we would receive the same glory. Ah, friends, we need to be doing that.
Amen.
We need to be praying for our evangelism. Amen. Just as much as we need to pray for ministry in this church, that it might be effective ministry.
Amen.
As we need to pray for the word as it goes forth, that it might be an effective word.
Mm.
We need to pray for the evangelism, that it might be effective evangelism.
Amen.
That as we make our decisions in this week that lays before us, we have our meeting on Wednesday with the ministers and so forth, that we sit down and we seek in the mind of God. Now we discuss the things and seek how the Lord wants us to go out, friends. We want His glory in the decisions.
Amen.
We want His leadership as definitely as He led Jesus. We desire the same leadership in the things that we do.
Hallelujah.
And friends, we need to unite ourselves together around this great purpose.
Amen.
And come together in prayer and seek His glory in all of these different aspects of whatever the Lord is calling us to do. We want things to be fruitful. Then He finishes off now in verse 20, once again. Verse 21, He says, that they all may be one.
Mm.
As Thou, Father, art in me and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that Thou hast sent me.
Hallelujah.
Friends, unity is such a powerful thing. When you see believers in unity one with another, it's
right.
Just the lives. Remember in the early church when the heathen would look and say, behold how they love one another. You know, it was such a manifestation of His name. The very essence of the character of who He is was being manifest in the lives of the believers.
Amen.
Amen.
Our friends, that's a powerful thing. Mm. That's a powerful evangelistic tool. When you find believers are one the way that Jesus is praying that they're one, and those believers, salty as they are at that time, come in contact with the world.
Mm.
Or people come here to church, someone invites them to come, and then there's a unity. There's a certain spiritual essence which is the real manifestation of His name in the life of His people.
Mm.
Our friends, you don't even have to preach sometimes.
Amen.
You don't even have to say much. God will do the work Himself.
Sure.
This is already manifesting His name.
Mm.
Don't you desire a deeper manifestation of
that?
Sure.
If you desire it, be willing to take up your cross.
Amen.
To pay the price.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That might mean you need to go and sit down with a brother that you're out of harmony with.
Mm.
And go and say, but pray first, take up your cross, die to yourself.
Mm.
Get a fresh move of glory inside of your soul. Then go and sit down with that brother, sit down with that sister and say, brother, you know, something's come between you. You know, I don't want to just be a hypocrite and pray about it and do nothing about it.
Mm.
I've prayed about this, brother. Now can't we sort these things out?
Mm.
So that His prayer, we're not hindering Him. His great prayer for His disciples to be one as He and His Father are one.
Mm.
Look what He says, verse 22. He says, and the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we. So, friend, when we're not one with one another, you know what it is? We're not allowing the glory to manifest itself.
Mm.
Remember Billy Paul with the problems with his wife? And the prophet says, when you will allow the Holy Ghost that's in you to manifest itself, you won't have these problems anymore. There was the glory in him, but he was in the way.
Mm.
His feelings, he was offended by something, his character, his nature, whatever that it was. But he needed to go and take up his cross and get himself out the way.
Sure.
Then the glory that was in him could manifest.
Amen.
And then he wasn't going to have the problems that he was having.
Amen.
And friends, surely that's got to be our desires individually.
Amen.
And as we come to his house, don't come with your umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come with your wheelbarrow collecting things for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in his
Amen.
Put yourself there. Look at yourself. Look at your calling. Look at where you are, what God has called you to do and to be in this age. You take your responsibility as much as he took his responsibility.
Amen.
So that you can come to the end and you've glorified his name.
Right.
I'm sure that you desire it.
Amen.
And then the final thing that he prays is his Father in verse 24. I will that they also whom thou hast given me will be with me where I am.
Mm.
That they may behold my glory which thou gavest me. For thou lovest me before the
Amen.
Friends, we have a future hope.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank
There's
you
not all. A lot of different cities in the new heavens and the new earth. There's one city, there's one God, one Lord, one hope,
Amen.
One faith, one Lord, one
Amen.
Baptism.
That's right.
Friend, and if the glory is really real inside of us, We stop thinking of factionalism, and I'm on of Cephas, and I'm of Apollos, and I'm of this, and no. The glory doesn't permit that. The glory knows just one body.
Amen.
The glory knows just one future home.
That's
and
right.
Each of us will be dwelling in that same city.
Amen.
So friends, if we can't get on with people now, it's a bad, bad shadow foreshadow
right.
of what it's going to be there. Because friends, in that city where the Lamb reveals his glory, he said, Father, that they may be with me, that they may behold my glory, the fullness of his glory. Now, let's just finish with that verse 4 again. Like I said, look at Jesus, the things he's focusing on. And what is his aim? What is his objective? You know, where has he come to with these priorities that he's been following inside of his life? Verse 4, the verse we started with in the beginning. He says, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world.
Amen.
Is that not your desire?
Amen.
You know, that you can come on that day before the great judgment seat, the judgment unto rewards, when the crowns are given, and stand before him and God is saying, I finished the work that you did. I didn't get sidetracked, I didn't get waylaid, I didn't turn to the left hand or to the right. There were many things that tried to pull me this way. Many things that tried to pull me that way, Lord, by your grace.
Mm.
I kept coming back and getting my focus. Mm. I kept coming back into your glory and getting my spiritual vision focused once again. And by your grace, like Paul when he said, I finished the course.
Mm.
I've run the race.
Right.
Henceforth is waiting for me a crown of righteousness. Not only for me, but unto all the others.
Amen.
Friend, if we want that testimony, that starts now.
Amen.
Our approach, our priorities, our focus, our daily life, we keep that one aim, we keep that goal in view. It'll help us to filter the chaff out from the wheat. It'll help us to take our resources and focus them in the most effective way. And friends, because of his glory, because of the power of his intercession, even when you start getting out of track, the voice in the bride, the prophet is, stay in line.
Amen.
You'll call us back into line once again.
Amen.
And friends, that's the confidence that I have in us as believers. So let's pray for these things before we go tonight. I realize people will be tired at the end of a day like this. But let's come before the Lord. You pray for your own individual call.
Amen.
You pray and say, like Jesus, Father, glorify yourself. Quicken me, Lord. Let there be a deeper portion of glory in my service for you. If you're given to sing songs, let there be a deeper portion of glory.
Amen.
If you're given to writing songs,
right.
there'll be another dimension
Amen.
Of glory.
Amen.
The songs that you're, if you're a musician,
yes.
that we may be one.
Amen.
There's a oneness
oh, yes.
in the heavenly place. So seeking these things, friends, let's pray for our evangelism.
Amen.
For his divine leadership with the same angel that led Philip down by the way of God.
Oh, yes.
Maybe the same angel that leads us to the predestined ministry of the days before. Let's pray for the ministry.
Amen.
That the Lord may raise us up into another level of glory.
Yes.
Let's pray for the effectiveness of the word. In our Sunday school, in our youth.
Amen.
In our adult Sunday school, in the preaching of the word. In our children, in the lives of those that God has given us an opportunity to put an influence upon. Let's pray for a deeper portion of glory in the world.
Amen.
That might be even more effective in this year.
Oh, yes.
Let's pray for the body, the fellowship in the body. Let's pray for the unity of the body. Just
Amen.
As much as we pray for the unity of the body. Because, friends, Satan is active every single day against
right.
him.
Amen.
Because he knows the power of one accord.
That's right.
He doesn't want
That's right.
And as we pray, friends, and we lay ourselves before him and we humble ourselves, there's going to be places then that he's going to show you. As soon as we finish that prayer, like Jesus, he went straight from there and eventually took up his cross.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The Lord's going to be looking to you and I to say, very good, we did well. But now, pay the price. Pay the price to restore the glory. Pay the price to keep the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the price to get a deeper portion of the glory. Let's stand.
Amen.
Let's sing one song. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's put these things before the Lord. That he will guide and lead us. And he will be glorified. And he will manifest his name. And the people in this meeting. kids in that song. Show me your way. Show me your way. And then pray for grace and power to walk in His way. Show me the way.
Back
said, let's pray for the family, for the arrangements. He's a fine brother. Let's really just pray for it. Whatever else the Lord lays upon your heart, let's bring it before the Lord. Let's pray for our evangelism. Let's pray for his leadership, his glory, and the decisions that you make. Let's pray for the ministry. Let's pray for our individual calls and ministries. Let's pray for the Sunday school. Let's pray for the youth. Let's pray for the music, the musicians, the song leaders. Pray for the ministers. Let's pray for the program that the Lord has set for us in this year. That it help us to move into that place. That our vision may be his vision as we enter into this year. Whatever else the Lord lays upon your heart, let's come before the Lord. Let's put these things before the Lord. That he may be glorified in his power. Let's pray.
But I'm a prince of a little girl. But I'm a prince of a little girl. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. Oh. ask yourself a question. I'll just sing one more song. Let's ask this question. Must Jesus bear the cross alone?
And all the world go free?
And the song answers verses, no.
There's a cross for everyone.
Amen.
And there's a cross for me. Let's see what's in
Jesus bear the cross alone.
Yeah.
So touch you, Lord.
Amen.
You have spoken to us and we have realized that we need you. This kind of life. Life is more.
Amen.
Prayer is so important that you have spoken about it from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
And it's so important that even when we were about to open these seals, you still have need of the prayer of saints to come up before you as incense wrought. The angels has to come and present the prayers of the saints before you. We want to thank you. We need really you to come and give us this life of prayer.
Amen.
And we see the disciple after they've seen many things, miracles, power demonstrated. But when they came to you, they just asked one thing: teach us how to pray.
Amen.
They didn't ask you to teach them how to do miracles. They didn't ask you to teach them how to kill the life out of the tree. But they said, teach us how to pray.
Amen.
Show us, because they know that prayer is so important.
Yes, Lord.
Prayer is so important, Lord, that we need the revelation from you.
Amen.
Let it become a revelation.
Amen.
We want the Holy Ghost to come and reveal to us the life of prayer.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So that it can make the life of our pastor easy.
Oh, yes,
amen.
Lord.
It should not be like we have to be begged every time to come to pray.
Yes,
to pray for the church, to pray for this. It should be a spontaneous life.
Yes,
amen.
When we check your life, prayer was spontaneous.
Amen.
When we check the life of the disciples, prayer was spontaneous. No one has to beg them, to push them, to force them. It was a revelation.
Amen.
Please, Lord, come down and give us the same revelation.
Amen.
Let it be spontaneous, Lord. Something that come just out. Deep out of our souls, Lord.
Amen.
Something that it will be just like our breathing.
Amen.
No one beg us to breathe. No one beg us to eat. When we are hungry, we eat.
Amen.
When we are thirsty, we drink. When we are sleeping, we sleep. It's just spontaneous. It's natural. And prayer also is a principle, a spiritual principle. We need that to become a revelation. It's something we need in our spiritual life.
Yes, Lord.
Without it, Lord, we are not Christians. Everything we are hearing, listening, it's just nothing.
Yes.
When prayer is not in our life, it's not a part of our life.
Yes, Lord.
We believe that, Lord, you have heard our prayers this evening.
Amen.
You come down and help us, Lord. The way we see you praying in this chapter 17 of John, it's so deep, Lord,
yes,
that
Lord,
we need your presence.
Amen.
We are human beings. We have weaknesses. But we know one thing, that the Holy Ghost is there to help us in prayer.
Amen.
When we don't know how to pray, the Holy Ghost will come and pray in our place.
Amen.
Come and help us.
Yes, Lord.
We believe that you have granted our prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
You've listened to every one of us as we are going. Yes, Lord, give you a lot of energy again and
amen.
Lot of inspiration, Lord.
Yes,
so
Lord.
That every time we stand before your presence, bless us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. Give us, Lord, your mercies.
Yes, Lord.
Please.
Bless our Sunday service.
Amen.
As we
Lord.
Respect your presence.
Amen.
As we ask everything.
Amen.
sermon in that prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a good, a lot of power in the principles they put there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing one as we dismiss saints, God be with you. Bring us safely home. Back again on Sunday in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is mine.